Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. New Hope is a church that puts people first. You can listen to our sermons and podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcasting platforms. This week, Pastor Jordan brings us a sermon titled, Get Out of the Boat, from Luke 5, 1 through 11. Well, good morning. We've been on the path of the beloved this year, and we've just been getting into the life of Jesus. And so the story today you heard in the scripture from Luke 5 is the story of Jesus and the fishermen and calling them to be disciples. So what does this mean for our life here and now? Well, I think one of the things is Jesus calls the disciples. And we are often, we use this scripture as a way to talk about calling in our lives, because Jesus called the disciples and they answered the call. So you'll maybe hear pastors like myself or faith leaders or churches say stuff like, find out your calling that God has on your life. Or these are four simple steps that you can find your calling with God. Or even it goes into such a larger extent of like, what is your calling that's going to start here and go into eternity? Or what is your calling for your destiny? So it seems to pump up this narrative that calling is this large and unattainable, and it has to be like this come to Jesus moment. It has to be where the clouds part and you hear the voice of God clearly, that God wants you to go and save orphans in Africa. That's what comes to mind when we think of calling from God. That it's only left for select few, the most religious people. Because it couldn't be me. It couldn't possibly be me, because I am not perfect. I'm not worthy. I don't know enough about the Bible or faith. That's what we tell ourselves. And so we separate secular and sacred together. We do that unconsciously as Christians, because we often use the word profane and sacred. But actually the word profane, what it means is to be outside of the temple. So if we think back to the Old Testament, when the Israelites built a temple for God, that was the Holy of Holies, the place where you encountered God, that you knew God dwelled there, we still have that mindset. Even though throughout Scripture it feels like God is pushing us outside of the temple. Jesus is taking the fishermen out of the boat. These places that we view as places of comfort and holiness and sacred, God is saying, that's not just where I dwell, but I dwell everywhere. Even today, as a pastor throughout my ministry, I have had those moments where the sanctuary, this church building, this room I'm in right now, people consider holy and sacred, because it is a place set apart for a specific purpose, and that there are things that cannot happen in here because it may desecrate the holiness of it. But yet God is continuing to remind us that this is not the place of sacredness and holiness, but it is all sacred. That all of this is made by God. All of this is touched by God. So God's continuing to try and get our mindset into the kingdom of God is everywhere. Not just here, not just on Sunday mornings, not just on Wednesday nights, or any time you just come to church, but it is everywhere. So as a calling, we often think that to be called by God, it has to be a religious calling, that maybe I need to volunteer at church, or maybe I need to become a pastor, quit my career and become a pastor. I've met many people who have answered the call of God halfway through their lives, have had a career, and all of a sudden it changed. We think it has to be that big kind of romanticized idea. But yet, what I would argue by the end of the sermon is that we are all already living a calling. Now, but before we get to that, we want to talk about how we compartmentalize everything. We've talked about that the sanctuary is a place that we think is set apart and holy, and yet we go about our daily lives without much of our faith interacting with it. But what we forget is that our faith influences everything we do, or it should, at least. But we like to compartmentalize it. Our faith is here, church, faith, life here, family over here, job, vocation here, and friends over here. And so we have this false feeling of that none of that interacts with each other, and our faith doesn't interact with it either. But our faith should influence how you act at work. Your faith should influence how you vote. Your faith should influence how you raise your children. Your faith should influence your friendships and who you decide to surround yourself with. Because it's all sacred. It's all part of God. It's all part of God's creation. So if we get into that mindset of understanding how we separate things between sacred and profane, sacred and secular, it gives us a little more insight into what it means to be called by God here. The disciples, the fishermen on the boat, they had been fishing all night, didn't catch anything. And by the time Jesus shows up and fills their nets so much that the nets are going to break, they have gotten to the point of desperation, tiredness, and feeling hopeless and worthless. And I don't know about you, but I think all of us can relate to that. All of us can relate to the feeling of feeling worthless at our vocation or job or with our family at some point or another. That it feels like we're not doing enough, or that we aren't exactly tapping into the right gifts that we have. I know for me, personally, in 2020 has been a challenging year as a pastor. I have felt worthless at times. I have felt hopeless at times, helpless even. Because our usual ways of bumping into each other here in this building, in the sanctuary, isn't happening as much. And so you get to see me every week, but I don't get to see you. And so part of the work of a pastor is being with people and seeing them, and that has been one thing that has made me feel worthless and hopeless and helpless in this year at times. And so we have all felt that. And that's where the disciples, the fishermen were at this time in the story when Jesus shows up. So I want us to sit in that a little bit. I want us to sit in that right now as we're going to go into a prayer, a contemplative prayer that Joy is going to lead us in, that to remind ourselves to find inner peace, to know that we are exactly where we should be. Even if we feel like our life has taken a detour, or we feel like we are worthless or helpless in a circumstance, actually, you might be where you're supposed to be. And so finding what are those places in your life where you feel like you've fallen short in some way. Because in this story, when Jesus shows up and does what Jesus does, Peter says, "Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinner." Because we think the sacred and holy and secular and profane are at odds with each other. Where are you feeling that in your life as we continue worship and prayer? So as we have dwelled on where the places in our lives where we have felt helpless this year in such a way that we don't feel like we can be a part of what God is doing in the world, that we have to be perfect in a sense, that we have to be a certain way, because that was Peter's response to Jesus. And this is also echoing Isaiah 6, and Pastor Russ talked about this in a sermon a couple months ago, the story of the angel putting the coal in the mouth of Isaiah. And Isaiah in there says, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips." And that's how we respond. That's our default sometimes. Now, when we have a calling from God, that we don't think we are worthy of it, that we think we have to be perfect, or we have to be trained like as a pastor or something like that, that we don't just step out in faith into the calling of God in our lives. Now, Peter is an interesting character because Peter, he discovered Jesus in this moment, Simon Peter. And he never knew this calling that Jesus does at the end would change his life forever. This is the same disciple who tried to walk on water to Jesus but then sank. So that shows he was imperfect. And then also he's the same disciple that denied Jesus 3 times on the night that Jesus was arrested. And that shows that he wasn't perfect either. But yet, this is the same disciple who Christ decided to build his church upon. That he became one of the core disciples in Acts to continue to build the church and spread the good news of Christ to everyone. So an imperfect person was used to do this. And God tends to do that. God tends to use imperfect people because all of us are imperfect. We're not going to have the same experience as Peter. We're not going to have the same profound experiences that Peter had of being right next to Jesus when everything happened. But we are all still following the call of God. So now, instead of thinking about this calling as a specific calling, of course, we're all going to have specific callings. Some of us are going to be specifically called to help with the mission in Zimbabwe. Some of us are specifically called to Habitat for Humanity. But all of us have a common calling of God, to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so we could do this in a multitude of ways. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." So as we all have different gifts, we can use those gifts in ways to serve one another, to love one another, to be a reflection of Christ in the world to one another. Even the smallest things can help. Even the smallest things can do great. That can have a great, great impact, as you can see in this video. That video is a wonderful illustration of what it means that even some of our basic everyday tasks or basic everyday acts of kindness can help change the world for the better, to create heaven on earth now by loving our neighbor, by loving God, by loving our neighbor. And using the gifts that God has given us through his grace. And if you're still feeling like, well, I'm worthless, I'm helpless, I can't do that, I'm not perfect, this quote from Rachel Held Evans is a great guide. It says, "Faith isn't about having everything figured out ahead of time. Faith is about following the quiet voice of God without having everything figured out ahead of time." We don't have to have it figured out. We all have a grand calling from God to love our neighbors as ourselves. And you don't have to have it figured out. Humility, humbleness is key to that. So this week, the charge, I think, that I leave with you through this story of being fishers of men, you are going to be fishers of men by going out and serving one another to show the love of Christ to people, because actions speak louder than words. And so this week, what I want you to think about, what is one thing you can do this week? Because there is so much we can't control in the world right now that it helps to cling on to, what's one thing I can do this week to help serve another person besides myself? And as we continue to do that, we'll build upon it, that there will be more acts of kindness and love within our communities, and then that will spread out from our neighborhoods into our towns, our state, our country, our world. And we might possibly make heaven on earth now. So from this story, get out of the boat. Follow God. You don't have to be perfect. And you have the calling. We're all living it right now. Amen. Thank you for listening to Voices of Hope. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends. Go in peace.